Okay, good afternoon, everyone. We are happy to introduce our project here. We are part of Galaxy Europe project, and who we are. I'm Polina, and I'm a PhD student with Galaxy, and my colleague Mira is US Galaxy EU administrator. And we will split our talk into parts. I will talk more focused on research, and how to use Galaxy for research, and Mira then will talk more about technical details. What is Galaxy? Galaxy is a platform for data analysis. Basically, it's free and open source, and there are almost 10,000 tools in Galaxy toolshed for data analysis. It is cited in more than 11,900 papers, and there are extensive tutorials for data analysis that you can do with Galaxy as a researcher. And this is cross-domain platform. It is usually used in bioinformatics, but it can be also used, and it is used already in chemistry, ecology, climate science, and astrophysics, and more. There are multiple interfaces that Galaxy can offer. There is intuitive web graphical user interface for researchers, and there is also a unified open API for more advanced users. And what is Galaxy for? So if you are a researcher, then one main advantage of Galaxy is the graphical user interface. So here is the main window of Galaxy, and on the left side you see the list of tools. I repeat that there are almost 10,000 tools in Galaxy, implemented into Galaxy, that you can use with this graphical user interface. And for researchers and data scientists, it is always the question how to organize your data. And Galaxy provides this concept of history. History is the directory that contains all your inputs, outputs, all your tools that you used for your data analysis, and its parameters, and more. And you can also do as many researches in parallel as you want, because Galaxy also provides the this feature of multiple histories that you can use in parallel and switch between them easily. And that's cool, that runs. There is a short presentation of how it works for bioinformatics tools. So here we have we make a short analysis of biological data with a very basic bioinformatics tools, such as FastQC, the tool for quality control of fast data. And so we can see now we use the another tool for bioinformatics called ADAPT, and you can see in the main window that we can advantage from this graphical interface. So usually these tools are command line tools, and Galaxy provides you graphical interface that you can easily use if you are not familiar with command line. And finally, you have your outputs on the right panel in your history. And as I already said, that usually all these tools that Galaxy can provide user interface